Okay, Chaver, let's learn. I hope you can hear me. I want to begin by thanking the Parnas of the month, the Thalheims. Neil and Natalia are sponsoring this whole month as a schus for Refuah Shleima for Yuri Dukes Chaim, Shnei Yozal Min Yehuda and Hindi Yechevet. Yishev Refuah Shleima So Shachar Yisrael. And of course, Achmani family and Arche Avinoam, the Shiurim, are all schus of our good friend Rabin and Dina, the whole fellowship of Linachas and Simcha. I saw this last night, the page that you just got, so I wanted to begin with this page, and then we'll continue where we are, because it's exactly what we're talking about. One of the chaver gave me a little kutrasel, a little choveret from, thank you, Scott. A little choveret from the Mashgiach from Tar V'Das, of Wolfson, Moshe Wolfson. It's from Tavshin. Tavshin Ayin in Aleph, he was Shabbos in Tveria with some of his chaver from Emunas Yisrael, from the Beis Hamedrash. And there's some Torahs here from Shavuot, from these weeks. And I just opened it up last night by Malava Malka. I opened it up to this page. And I said, this is Mamish, what we're learning. And we're in the middle of learning about the miskel, about the scale, about the midah, the tzaddik, that when it comes to priorities, prioritizing, and making decisions in life, right? That's what we're learning. The tzaddik lives with that yesod hamerkazi, the center point, the centerpiece of that midah of yesod. Yesod means the foundation. Is that the foundation of every decision that you and I make in life? The foundation is a simon alakus, is a longing to have that connection to Hashem, and not to endanger that connection to Hashem. So, this is a famous story, but when I say it's famous, it means that I saw it. How often it's told, you'll see that there's not the kind of a story that would be written up in English books, but it's well known among the Hasidim. And you'll see why it's not so pushy to tell over such a story. But we're in the sugya of Yosef HaTzadik, and that gives us a rishayon, an ishur, that gives us permission to do certain things that are not normally done. So we're going to take advantage of that. So let's read this story together. It takes 2 or 3 minutes. You see where it says B'Sefer Sfas Emes? Okay, that's not the Sfas Emes that you and I grew up with. That's not the Gera Rebbe. There's another Sefer Sfas Emes from a different Chassidish Rebbe. May Rav HaKadosh Rebbe Meshulam Feivish from Vizhan. The Vizhan Rebbe, it's a big tzaddik, who was a chassan Rav Oshi Yeshaya from Nopshitz. The Parshas Vayeshev, so this tzaddik, this, the Rebbe from Bezhan, in his Sefer Sfas Emes, in Parshas Vayeshev, Hevi Sipur Niflam Erav HaKadosh HaChoyzim Lublin Zatzal. Don't say this story over to your kids. You'll see why in a minute. He brings a story from the Choyzim Lublin. The fact that the Chassidim can say this and are not embarrassed says a lot about the Chassidus. Nowadays it wouldn't be, but look at the story. Kishahoya Avreich, when Chayza was a young man, he was known to be, besides everything else, he was exceptionally striking in his appearance, in his beauty. He was a very beautiful person, besides everything else. So when he was a young man, Kishahoya Avreich, Beis Echom in the Siyosav im Chaveirav, on one of the trips that he was taking, Laharebi Raber, Hamagni Mezrich, he was going with some of the rest of the Chassidim, then he was going to the Mezrich HaMagid. Be'emtza HaDerech, Kish'omdu Lofush B'pundak Echad, they stopped off in some kretschma, you know, in an inn, to relax and to have something to eat, I guess. Tavala Sham Eze Ishul Advar Aveira. He was very attractive person, and there was a woman there, whatever it was, you know, they stayed over in this place overnight, whatever. There was a woman that came there to try to do an aveira. Well, she wanted to do an aveira with him, with the chayza. This is before he was known in the whole world. V'amala, the chayza says. So now, the way these stories usually end, if you ever have a beginning to a story like that, is that he jumped out the window, right? There are stories like that. He ran out, he jumped out the window. Or, you know, he gave her a curse, or she turned into a mouse, something like that. That's how these stories usually go. That's not how this goes. Listen how it goes. V'amala, see, he didn't run away. He didn't run away. It's clear that he told over this ma'aseh, the chayza, meaning that it was a yosef tzaddik, you know, when he came home. V'amala, harayat eshes ish. Now, the worst thing, of course, that we're always told, don't get into a conversation. That's the worst thing. But he did. He said to her, harayat eshes ish, v'chiyovna la misa. We'll be chayav misa. It was a Jewish woman. What are you talking about? We can't be together. We can't be together. Could be they were even talking. Something was going on. It's a strange story. And she says that if we'll do something, we're going to both be chayav misa. Amalai, she said to him, "Hai pnuyani, I'm not married." Amalai, mikomakom hayat nida. He's getting desperate. Chayzef. He says, "Yeah, but you're a nida. You didn't go to mikveh. You're a single girl. You didn't go to mikveh." Amalai, so he says, "Amalai, kratavalti li nidasi." That's why it's a strange thing. She it seems like she wanted this, and she said, "I went to the mikveh. I went to the mikveh." The single girl, they're not supposed to let them into the mikveh, but she went to a mikveh. She toiveled somewhere. Amala, hari mikom akom kala b'lei brocha asura. A kala b'lei brocha. It's also he was very big talmid chacham. You understand? So he says, "A kala b'lei brocha. I can't be together with you." There was no shavuot. There was no chuppah kedushin. There was no bracha. Kalablei bracha is asur. So Amrullah, she's good. Listen to this girl. Amrullah, harieish imcha esar nashim. So what? You have chaver here. You have there's a minion of you came with a whole bunch of guys. Imkain you chaylim laham and chuppah. We'll worry about later on what to do. In the meantime, you can make a chuppah to shavuot brachas. You'll have your bracha. You'll make a bracha. So I'll be a kala. With a bracha. V'lahoyloi oid ma'ala na'isla. I wanted you to see this inside, to keep this, to keep it, and to remember to take it out once more to look at. So, v'lahoyloi oid ma'ala na'isla. He had nothing to answer anymore, any the normal religious answers. That's it. He used up all his religious stuff. What's he going to say? She's not an Eishes Ish. She went to the mikveh, and they'll put up a chuppah. That's why it seems that the chayza doesn't tell the whole background. It's not like this happened on this. It sounds like there was something going on. So he says, "Rak onalos." So then, what did he say to her? And this is what we're learning now. This is Mamash's story of Yosef Tzadik with the chayza from Listen. He says, "Rak onalos, how kol pam lifnei kiddush b'leil Shabbos." The chayza says, "Every Friday night." By Kiddush. Harini mispalel, I say a little tefillah by Kiddush. Harini mispalel, Hashem is baruch sheyazali. I ask Hashem, help me. Shloi ez shum dova. Mima she'en lecha hana. Me'esek halazah. Every night, every Friday night by Kiddush, I daven to your Ribbono Shel'Olam to help me that I shouldn't do anything that will not give you pleasure. I shouldn't do anything this week, this coming, I shouldn't do anything that you won't have hanor for. Not Shulchan Aruch, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, Rambam. Think about that you won't have hanor for. Help me not to do anything that you won't enjoy, that you won't have nachas for. You know, there's so many things in life that you could say all kinds of pshetla to explain, but you know inside of your head that doesn't give Hashem nachas. You know, there are a lot of things like that. You can see all kinds of justifications, explanations. But when you ask yourself that question, that's what the Chayza came after everything was used up. He had no other answer to this girl. He says, "Hareini mispala Hashem's bach sheyazel ishloy es hashum davim mashein lechanor meisak alazeh." V'tan eli, he says to the girl. So the Chayza says to this girl, "Haim at cheshevis sheyel Hashem's bach hanor meisak alazeh." Do you think that the Baruch Hashem is going to have pleasure from what we're going to do with the chuppah? Do you think the Baruch Hashem is going to have pleasure from this? And then what happened was an amazing story. Pisaim, suddenly, Nelam Ha'isha V'Hapundak. Suddenly the woman disappeared. Okay, here comes the miracle part. Suddenly the woman disappears and the whole place disappeared. V'Roshua Ha'irak Dimyun Ma'alma. And he saw that she didn't really exist and the place didn't really exist. Now what to do with that ending, what that means, that it was a dimyun ba'alma. What does it mean? So there are those who want to say that the whole story was, in other words, what happened to him was a dimyun, it was his imagination. Ooh, it was a dream. It never was. But that's mostly, it's understood that he went with the chassidim, with the chevra, and they were on the way to Mizrach Hamakom. He was someplace, wherever that was, whether it was there or some other place, he was, and this maisa happened, and then it unhappened. It disappeared. It dishappened. The maisa went away. So, the story is a shocking story. Such a thing, the Chayza from Lublin. And he goes on, Rav Wolfson, first of all, Rav Wolfson says, "Hey, Rav, how do I actually listen?" See, he first wants to say, it's a good time to daven by Kiddush. It's a very good time to say a few words of something you have in your heart. "Hey, Rav, how do I actually listen to Kiddush?" "Or Ace Russell, Skal Shem, Zvok, Shiatsal, listen to Kol Mechso." It's a good time to daven that Hashem should help you, that you shouldn't fall Chalil into something bad. "Shalay Nech, Lalas, Shum, Esek, Shalay, Yelenachas, Ruach, Gizeh." That you shouldn't do anything in the coming week that Hashem won't have nachisuah from whatever that is. The Gamron, oh no, Gamroim, Rav Wolfson says, he was saying this to the Chevra in Tveria. The Gamroim, oh no, Sha'af Kaddish Elya Kamaharei Lublin. And what we also learn from this story is that a Kaddish Elya, like the Chayzim Lublin, Kaddish Elya, Chayzim Lublin. And he was a Kaddish Elyon at that age too, and he was a young man. He was a Kaddish Elyon. You see that Sha'af Kaddish Elyon, to my Rebbe in Lublin, Hayatzarach Latfila Zokadeshi Yenotzel Minisoyim Benyan Zeh. He also had to daven. He also was this close to falling into such a thing. Im Kein Achshav, Shabbosus Eilu Shal Shoivavim. So now, during these weeks of Shoivavim, that were set aside from the year as a time to try to fix these in Yonim and Kedusha, Yosef Atzadik. Vada Kedai Lefnei Kiddush. He was talking to the Chevra Friday night by Kiddush. This is when he said this story. He said, Vada Kedai Lefnei Kiddush. Vakish Me Hashem Yisbar Shleini Koshal Chasashon Bin Yonim Elu. So I thought it'd be a good thing for us as a chabur to take home such a thing, lemaisa, Friday night, for ourselves. That's coming Friday. Remember, Friday night, ourselves, our kids. If you have boys that are a little bit ready to age, to talk. I'm not getting to say on the story. I'm not saying about the story, but to use it as a time. Levakish meshem zvach, shlin yakosh chas shalom binyanim elu. That tefillah of the Chayza
is exactly what we're learning about, because that's the miskel, that's the scale that the tzaddik at the end, he said all of the external things of Yiddishkeit, all of those things were not going to keep him from doing that aveir. Meant that he was being pulled into that, he was being brought into that aveira, and at the end, the nekuda of tzaddik of yesod, of tzaddik yesod olam, is that I davened always to Hashem. I davened to Hashem that I shouldn't do anything that won't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach. That is the main thing we have to take for ourselves and to give over to our children. Because there's so many times in life, I can't stop thinking about this myself. There's so many times in life that you could, for M for up, you know, you could find explanations and excuses and answers when it comes to business. You could get into a certain kind of a deal in business, and you could say, yeah, it's allowed, it's okay, it's like this, it's like that, and everybody does it. And then you just have to you stop and you think back to Friday night Kiddush when you davened to Baruch Shalom, help me that I shouldn't do anything that doesn't give you hana'ah, that doesn't give you pleasure, that doesn't give you nachas. That doesn't give you nachas. I ask myself that question, not so much that from this I learned to think about that with Hashem, we're learning about that, but I always grew up thinking about that with my own father, Olam Hashem. Not to do anything that wouldn't give my father nachas. It always helped me. And really, that's what happened with Yosef HaTzadik. Right? He was about to do the ma'aseh with Eishes Potipharah. What happened? He saw the image of his father. And basically, what his father was saying is that I'm not going to have nachas on this. You know? You want to say it's mutter because she was set aside for you from Sheshes Mebreishes. Okay, there are all kinds of fancy things you could say. But bottom line, this does not give your father nachas to go like this. It's not nachas. So that works with your father. I mean, it works with your father. I told you this story about my daughter, Suri? She has a funny story. You know the story? My daughter was in seminary, and when she came back, she told me a story. She's a big tzaddikah, Suri. But she came back, she said that there was an Indian that she didn't think was necessarily the right thing to do, and she was being pulled in both ways, whatever this was, something, and she didn't know. And it was nothing like chas shalom, like these things, but it was something that she couldn't decide. So she remembered that she learned it, you know, that Yosef saw his father's image in the window. So Daddy, I thought of you, like in the window. And then she said, it didn't work. So I did it. Didn't work. So I said, Cyril, you should have thought of Zadie. You got the wrong guy in the window. You should put your grandfather's face on that wife. But she said, no, it didn't work. But if you put the Baruch Shalom in the window, oh, that's what the Chazal did. Let's go back to what we're learning. On page Yud Ches, this Maimer from Rav Reuven Sasson. This is the koach tivi machriya, because as we are learning in this maimer, the different chunas of the tzaddik, all of us are besieged by conflicting ritzinus. That's what happened to Suri that day, whatever that nairishkeit was, something with her test or homework, who knows what. That's what happened to the Chayzer of Lublin that day, someplace in Poland, in the countryside. And that's what happens to me and you all the time when we have to make decisions. That's the scale. La'achriya. How do you make the decision? How do we make our decisions in life? So the way that Tzaddik makes the decision, his decisions and her decisions in life, is from that vantage point of this story of Hano la'Hashem Yisboch. Hano la'Hashem Yisboch. Simon la'Lukus. So, the middle of the page, the middle of the page on page Yud Ches. Had Simon Lashem. Had Simon Lashem who bezakech es adam betaher also. When a person gets used to thinking this way, like the Chayzer, that machshava. When a person gets used to thinking in this way. Because we don't really know. It's hard for us to relate. We're simple Jews. It's hard for us to relate the thing of a longing for Elokus, that Sima on Elokus. But I want to do the story because I think every one of us can relate to what happened to the Chayzer in that way to say, will this give Hanoa Tasha? So even if we're not holding yet by this Sima on, this thirst for Elokus. Every one of us is for sure holding by the tefillah of the Chayzer. Help me, Hashem, not to do something that's not going to give you hanah, that you won't have nachas. All of us are holding by that. Hatzimon Hashem mezakech es adam. And when you live with this thought, again, call it Simon, call it the Chayzer's tefillah. When you live with this thought, hu mezakech es adam. It refines a person. It purifies a person. Metaher osa. Mekaven osa lishma. And then you begin to live a life lishma, for his sake, instead of for your sake. Because when your life is for your own sake, you never know where your decision is coming from. You never know. You never know. You could be in an argument with somebody, and you could be coming up with all kinds of explanations, and you're fighting for this point that you're making, and you have all these justifications and rationalizations, and you're strong in your... But if you would be able to stop for a moment and say, is this argument, or what I'm doing, is this giving Hanah to Hashem's Baruch? So that tefillah of the Chayzer brings a person back to the Nakuda of Lishma. That's the Midah of Yisod. Yisod means foundation. It means, what's the foundation? What holds you up? What holds you up? What's the foundation of your life? We're going to learn more in Panemius, deeper what that is. Yisod, what's the foundation of your life? The foundation of your life means from what point does everything in your life, from where does everything develop? Where does it come from? So he says, that's Mekaven Oysa Lishma. Hu ha mefateach chush reyach. It says in the Navi, v'harichai b'yiras Hashem. That pasuk's talking about Mashiach. And you know the Gemara says that Mashiach is able, says, marach v'doin. He's able to smell and to know the truth. He's able to smell and to judge by the koach of smelling. Why smelling? That's not important for now. But he has a chush. What's in English to say chush? A sense, a chush. He has a chush. In other words, tzaddikim that if you gave him a glass that wasn't toivled, they say it's famous by the Chiddush HaRim, that they gave him something that wasn't terrible. He had a chush. He wouldn't drink from the glass. And it came out afterwards that it was with other glasses, and for some reason it was on the side and it wasn't terrible. And you have a famous, there are stories like this in tzaddikim. The tzaddik has a chush. It's a chush. It's a very fine-tuned chush. Now, where does that come from? So the easiest thing and the silliest thing is to say, oh, it's a mifus, it's a miracle. It's not a miracle. We could do that too. Not this week, but we could do that too. Where is it? And it says about Mashiach, he has a chush. He can smell people. He can smell people. He knows whether he's saying the truth or he's not saying the truth. Whether he's right or he's wrong. How do you have such a chush? Homofateach chush reyach. Because when a person lives in the world of Yisod, where that Yisod HaMerkazi of one's life is always this question: is Hashem going to have Hana? Is Hashem going to have Nachas from what I'm doing, from what I want to do, what I'm going to do? Then what happens over time is that you develop this chush. You develop a chush. The tzaddikim have this chush. When something's right or wrong, they don't have to go look it up in a book. There's a chush. Because over time, thinking that way of Elokus, of Hashem, and Hanah of Hashem, that over time, it gives you a natural sense of what's right or wrong. Not that you don't always have to live with halacha, but you're able to have a chush. But the tzaddikim was in such a way that they have all these stories that he's able to see, he's able to know whether or not the glass was tight and such. V'haricho b'yiras Hashem, limtzos ha'toy v'emes shebechol davar. Because since Yisod means that you look at everything from that perspective of Elokus, it means that you're always looking for the Tov and the Emes Shebechol Davar. Since you're looking for Hashem in everything you do, what does Hashem say about this? It means you're always trying to find the toiv and the emes and everything in life, because Hashem is the toiv and the emes and everything in life. Mikoach hatzimor l'Hashem kavanas halev l'shem shemayim. Over time, when the kavanas halev is l'shem shemayim, is always with that with Hashem being at the center, at the yisod. Mistakal hatzadik al hapnimi shel kol dover. He begins to see the tzadik over time, begins to see automatically, naturally. He looks at the pnimius shel kol dover. He looks at the elokus in everything. Or how elokus is being threatened over here, like what happened in the story. He looks at how a pnimius shel kol dover, to see the pnimius in everything. A pnimius shel kol dover. Lo al chitzonius. And not the chitzonius. It's probably the strongest feeling that you have, a person has when you're in the presence of a real tzaddik. The presence of it. There are many, many people who describe the feelings that they have at different tzaddikim. There was, I once mentioned to you that I saw how somebody wrote when you were by the Lubavitch Rebbe Skusi Helena, when you were in his presence, you didn't feel who you were, you felt who you could become, you know? When you were the tzaddik, you have a feeling of not who you are, all of the stuff. You feel when you're next to the tzaddik, what you could be, who you could be, what you could become. Because that's how the tzaddik looks at you. The tzaddik doesn't judge you by who you are right now. The tzaddik judges you by the chush, or that reach, like Mashiach, he judges you who you really are. The pnimius. Lechitzonius, not the outside. L'chein hu eino miskabeya b'tfus mesuyam. Therefore, the tzaddik is not stuck in a tfus mesuyam. Means he doesn't live in a particular box. That's the way they say it now, in the box, out of the box. Mitkabeya b'tfus mesuyam. Tfus means a print, but tfus means a type. He's not in bakeya. Like I told you many times, the story of the tzaddik from Lechavitch, that the chassidim were, when his father died, he became rebbe. The chassidim were upset because he had some different minhagim than his father. And they were upset. So one of the older chassidim asked the rabbi, the young rebbe, that's not how the tata, that's not how your father did it, the rebbe did it. He said, it's not true, I'm exactly like my father, remember? My father never imitated anybody, and I also don't imitate anybody. I'm the same as my father. My father never imitated anybody. I also. What does it mean that tzaddik doesn't imitate? He's not in a box. Because the tzaddik lives every second with the Ratzon Hashem. Remember, I spoke Sukkot time. Some of you were there. Between Mechamai, we were talking about the need of the Sukkot being a diras ayroi, right? A temporary dwelling. The tzaddik lives in a temporary dwelling. What does that mean, temporary dwelling? It means that my eating is not what was yesterday or tomorrow. This moment of my life, what will give nachas ruach to Hashem. There are things that people do that might have given Hashem nachas last year, 2 years ago, but now it's not giving Hashem nachas anymore. It's not giving nachas anymore. Could be that when you were younger, you were going through a certain time of life where it was giving nachas to Hashem because you were in a certain place where you needed to make a few l'chaims at the Shabbos table, and that gave Hashem nachas because it brought you out a little bit to become a little bit more confident and a little bit more besimcha. So when you were younger, you had a couple of l'chaims, right, at the table. And now you're 48 years old, and you're still like sitting there making l'chaims at the table, and you put your head down. And the Baruch Shalom says, I don't like your l'chaims anymore. What do you mean? But back when I was, you know, when I was 18, I went through that stuff, and I spoke to that Rebbe. The Rebbe said, you know, it's all right to make a l'chaim every now and then. So, yeah, that's when you were 18. You're 48 now. When you're making l'chaim at the table like this, what are you drinking still? What's the matter with you? Grow up. What gave nachas to Hashem when you were 18 is not the same thing that gives nachas to Hashem when you're 48. But it's more than that. What gave nachas yesterday, again, I'm not talking about anything that halacha, you know. Halacha is halacha. I'm talking about the things we do in life. The things we do in life. There are times in life where a person Even the things that are a little bit, sometimes a little bit even on the edge, a little bit questionable, sometimes you have to do. No, it's Hayra Hashah. But a person lives in a sukkah and knows that it's a dearest Hayra. That doesn't mean that it's a dearest keva, that it has to be davka this way. It has to be davka this way. That might not be given nachas ruach to Hashem. The way you are with one kid is not the same you should be with another kid. Every kid is different. If you're zeichet to have children and you have more than one child, you're going to come at 120 and say, what do you mean? This kid came out gevalid, this kid. So you say, I treated them both the same. So what do you mean? That wasn't the right thing to do. That kid needed one malach, the other kid needed a different malach. It's not like kviyas. It's like that with everything. This is the ikkus, to live with this question. Right now in my life, right now, is this giving hanoa to Hashem? And if the answer is yes, that's good for now. Tomorrow, I don't know. I'll see. And if the answer is no, then we have to make it disappear. Like the chayzer, we can't do fancy stuff like that. You know, the girl doesn't go away, the pundak, the place doesn't go away, but we have to make it go away. That's it. Vayonis v'yetzah chutza. If it's not going to give nachas to Hashem, it's a conversation to have with the kids. Sometimes the kids, because they're growing up in the yeshivas, they'll get you into all these gymnastics, and you could, you know, in an argument, and you could just say to the kid, "Listen, it's between me and you. Do you really think that if you're going to do this, that it's going to give nachas to Hashem? That's going to make him proud." Forget right now all it says in this book. Everybody does it. They don't do it. Right now. This is Nahas. Hanoah Hashem is Baruch. Is it going to give Hanoah Hashem is Baruch? That's the question of Tzadik. Tzadik Yisod Oilam. That's what he says. Einu mit kabeya b'tfus mesuyam. The Tzadik doesn't get stuck in a particular tfus. A certain type. There's a certain type. Hergel Masuyam, a certain habit, even if it's a habit of Kedusha. There are stories like that about Tzaddikim, that they were doing something for many years, certain Minhagim, and then they stopped doing it and did something different. There are stories like this. Because the Tzaddik said, I felt that it had become just a Hergel. It became something that was... Like that famous story about the Sabbath Rabbi Shusil, anyone, when there was a simcha and there was a batchan that was imitating the Rabbi, right? It was imitating the Sabbath Rabbi, and the Rabbi gave him permission to make everybody happy by imitating the Rabbi, and he was imitating how the Rabbi davened. You know, the Sabbath Rabbi had a very high pitched voice and with the crying, and he was davening like the Rabbi davened Yom Leroyim, and everybody was laughing. It was very good, you know, And the Rebbe was crying, and everything stopped. And he ran over to the Rebbe and said, I'm sorry, I asked the Rebbe for resus. And the same Rebbe said to him, No, you're very good. You did a very good imitation. But you only saw me davening for the Omid how many times? 3 times, 4 times? I'm davening for the Omid my whole life, and maybe I'm just imitating myself. It could be that I'm not, it's no longer me. And maybe it's not me anymore. Maybe it's just maybe I'm just imitating the way I once davened. That machshava. Maybe I'm just imitating. That question. These are questions of the tzaddik. Am I imitating? Am I impersonating? Is this something that's real? Is it not real? Therefore, the tzaddik doesn't make fun of people that do things. Of course. People that do things differently within Yiddishkeit. The tzaddik is mechabed other Jews that do things differently. The tzaddik doesn't get all caught up in how a person dresses or the externalities of people. Doesn't bother him. This guy wears this yarmulke, this guy doesn't wear a yarmulke, this guy wears a shtreimel, this guy wears a turban. It's not in this ball from him. All the things that the kids in school are hacking about, right? That's all they hack about. Up hat, down hat, a hack. It's not the spoil for many of these things. It's not afkimina. And if you have a Rebbe or a teacher that is the spoil for these things, it means you should find somebody else. The spoil from these external things. With the hat, with a hat, not a hat, this kind of hat. It's not nispol for any of these things. Elim ha'oiris. The tzaddik is nispol from the oiris, not the kelim, from the light of a person. Not the kelim, not the containers. The tzaddik is nispol from what's in the container, not from the container. What's in the container? And it's hard because our kids are waiting to see whether or not we get them. Not that they understand themselves, but are we looking at them from what they're containing, or are we looking at the container? They're always testing us with that. Does my father look at the container, or does he look at the toichen of the container? And it's hard because you're trying to teach your kids. Just like, you know, you gotta go along with everybody. You have to be a part of a certain society. You're part of something, and you have to follow rules. It's very hard because the child is testing the parent all the time. Are you looking at the container, or are you looking at the contents? And when a kid feels that my father, my mother, they're just looking at the container, and that's how they live, that they themselves are just containers, but it's not about the content, just the container. So the Yiddishkeit doesn't end up being worth much. The Yiddishkeit's not worth much. Somebody was just telling me there was a thing that there's a Chassidish fellow that's gone through a lot of hard things in his life. He's a young man, and he's gone away. Not just from Chassidus, he's gone away from. He's not keeping anything anymore. He sent me this thing to get a little bit of a sense of who he is, and I might be meeting with him. So he apparently was on some kind of a conversation that he gave out, I don't know, like maybe a podcast or something. So anyway, so the person who was talking to him asked him about his family. He comes from a very strong Hasidic family. He's in Williamsburg. And there's a lot of kids, kind of, it's a big family. And he said that he has the most beautiful. I was bracing myself for the worst, right? Because they asked him about his family. How's his family taking to him now that he's not from anymore? Forget about Biden Pes. He's not from. How's the family taking him? So he said, "I have the most wonderful family in the world. My parents treat me with the greatest respect. My brothers and sisters love me. I never felt one second that I was michutz." That's what he said. Not one second that I feel. That must be special people. I never felt one second that there's something bad, I'm bad. I never felt one second. And he says, "And you think I don't know how heartbroken they are? I don't know that they're heartbroken? I don't know how much they must cry about it? Never, never a second did they make me feel that there was something bad about me. Never." And you can see from the way that he's talking that And that's why he wants to meet some people. He wants to come back. He goes, whatever is in Yonim, he wants to come back. Because of that, he has such parents. Never. And somehow, he said with his siblings, not a word. I come there, he said, I drive Shabbos. I park the car far outside somewhere, and I walk, and I get a Kabbalah's partner, like I'm the king. I come there, I'm the king. And I put my yarmulke on, and I sing zmiras. I sit Friday night by the tish, and they don't treat me any different than any of the other kids. That's unbelievable. The teiche, the content, not the container, not the container. That's what the tzaddik is in that place. The content, the teich, the pnimius. Because he knows that tzaddik sees that this person, when you look at a kid like this, you know that he was hurt, he's in pain. You know that he wants to be a Jew, he loves Hashem Yisbarach. Every Jew does. Every Jew. So when you're looking, don't look at the outside, don't look at the kelim. Look at the teichen, look at the pnimius. What will give hanat Hashem Yisbarach at this moment? To see the teichen of my child, to see the good in him, to see. That's the whole way that the tzaddik looks at every Jew. Every Jew, the tzaddik looks at it in such a way. the tzaddik might scream about things that he disagrees with, but it's never about the person, it's about the different shittas. But the person, always the person, the toichen of the person. Ki yesh lo chush. Ki yesh lo chush. Here's a chush. Remember, there's a famous Shlomo Kalbach, Allah Shlomo used to say the story. You know the story of Chazkel Kovet Shabbos? You know? Story the way he says it. Chazkel Kovet Shabbos. This was the Kishanov, it was one of the Vichayim's sons, the Tzaddik, that there was this Yid, that he was like a Meshigana. It turns out he wasn't such a Meshigana. But this guy, they called him Chazkel Kovet Shabbos. I'm sure you could press one button on the thing and it'll give you Chazkel Kovet Shabbos. So it's kedai to listen to. So this guy, they called him Kovet Shabbos because even if it was a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he was schlepping, he had a hard life. Whatever he was doing, he was always saying, the Kovet Shabbos. So they called him Chazkel Kovet Shabbos. And everybody in town was, the kids made two things that even made fun of him and so on. He was like one of these, you know, shipwrecked kind of guys. And everyone was making fun of him. And the whole oilam came to see the tzaddik that came, the kshanava came, the rebbe came, and everybody's packed in shul. And they're all the chshuvim, the rich people, the rabbanim, the shishivas, they're all, of course, alive, coming for a bracha. And the chaskel is all the way in the back. You know, he was chaskel. And the rebbe calls over to him, and everybody, they motion to the rebbe, and, you know, he's like, doesn't look good, doesn't smell good, you know, chaskel. And there was this, and he comes over, and everybody else, the rebbe took the hand, like with a towel, you know? And the rebbe takes off the towel, and he takes with both hands, he takes chaskel. So you can see already all the rabbanim and the rich people getting angry, right? With both hands, the rebbe takes chaskel. And he says, what's your name? And he says, chaskel. And the rebbe looked at him and said, they call you something else. How are you known? How are you known? And he said, they call me Chazkel Kovet Shabbos. And Rebbe said, and why do they call you Chazkel Kovet Shabbos? Because I say the Kovet Shabbos. And the Rebbe says, and why do you say the Kovet Shabbos kindness? So that you have to listen on the tape. And I can't say it over good. It has to come with a niggin. When he said to Rebbe, why do I say the Kovet Shabbos kindness? He's always thinking of the Baruch Shalom. Shabbos. Every minute of his life is Shabbos. The rest of the town, says Michigan. Okay. But the Rebbe is Chasla Kovet Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos. His whole life is Kovet Shabbos. His whole life, he's thinking about what's going to be at the end. Shabbos, a little high, long to be in the Baruch Shalom. That's his whole life. He's living in such a place of Kovet Shabbos. And the tzaddik felt the chush. This is not a regular guy. It's not a regular guy. In Warsaw, you know, when the Lubavitcher Rebbe met with Barrel Belzer, you know that. And when Lubavitcher was a young man, he was in Warsaw. And the Belzer Rebbe Barrel was tzaddik. And Barrel Belzer also always had a towel. He didn't shake hands, only with a towel around his head. And he always kept his head down. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he wasn't a rabbi yet, he was the son-in-law of the, he was just married. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe came, so he took his hand and he took the towel off his hand. And he held his hand and he said, well, he asked the people, who was this person? So they said that he's the Edom from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, his son-in-law from the Lubavitcher. And he felt a chush, and there's a chush of Lishma, of Lukus, a chush of what a person is, to feel that. Not just on the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but let's just finish the sentence. I'm sorry. Finish the sentence. He brings from Rav Kook, Misha Choshev ben Yoni Halakus v'tayrosam enon yochel listener levazo shum yitzir v'shum kishon shavoylam. A person who lives, Rav Kook said, with Halakus, is not mezalzel, cannot hate and be mevaza anything that was created by Hashem in this world. Because that tzaddik sees in everybody and everything. I don't know how it works with Rishoyim, whatever, but he's able to see the lakus, the good in everything. Because he knows how to find in the kuda pnimis b'chol davar. The midah of yesod of tzaddik is to look for the foundation of everything. What is the foundation of this person, of my kid? What's the foundation of this thing? Therefore, the mokum, a place for everything. Limsos are proportions and the chaynus, and the correct proportions, priorities. He knows how to prioritize everything in his life. What's important, what's not important. What should be, what shouldn't be. Okay. So we'll talk about Shikla Das and the skin next week.